This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, so good you're back, you guys. We were so worried, me and the fans on Facebook. Oh, we were following your every move. So concerned.
You were following our every move while we sat on our butts in isolation.
All right, surfer photos sat on your butts.
I did not surf. No, I did not.
It was fantastic.
And if he did, he wasn't stupid enough to post up pictures of it.
I found a bunch. It was weird.
No, you did not.
And then, I love all the fans' concern. I was like, oh no, I'm telling them things that were completely untrue. Because they think I've got it in. And people were saying, oh, come on, Scott, tell us. You know more than we do. Come on, spill the beans. I'm like, oh, okay, Sarah's pregnant. Whatever I'd say, they'd be like,
of course,
oh my God,
a power position for you.
That's so fun.
No wonder you're hanging out at the fan page. That's so great.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thanks for that. I appreciate that.
You know what? I laughed. Speaking of Facebook, I looked at a picture on something you'd posted of your husband. And I guess did he just leave again?
No, he had just returned from Brazil in that photo.
Oh, that's him getting home. I saw him in white pants and went, who in the hell travels long distance in white pants?
Flies in white pants all the time. He loves it.
Why is that a specific thing?
Those pants are gorgeous. And he has two pairs, one to fly there and one to fly home. That's what
you know,
he saves them for.
Oh.
On a day that you might actually find yourself in those pants for 24 full hours, wide awake, having, you know, delays and whatever else. White?
They're lovely cotton poplin and they're very soft. And they breathe.
And they're white.
And they're drawstring. And he spritzes himself.
Can he get like a pair of brown ones?
No, he spritzes cologne. He's a cologne guy.
We all know that.
He smells so nice. A jacket on at my house
like that?
One time.
Oh, I love it. Everybody does except you two. Jesus. And the way you guys smell the studio smells like a garbage can. And then he comes in here and makes it so nice. And you two are like, ew. I mean, we go to friends' houses and they complain. I'm like, you have cats on your countertop. You feed animals near your kitchen. He's wearing a bit of alcohol with some spritz. It's just a bit of alcohol with scent on it. That's all it is. And it evaporates after about 10 minutes, unfortunately, off of Sarah when we leave. So this is what you're worried about? Oh, you people. Jesus, San Francisco, I've had it with here. Anyway, you guys look great. I'm so glad you're back.
San Francisco, why?
Well, because Europeans love it. Everybody, his work is like, oh God, you smell so good in London. The French.
That's because no one bathes in Europe. Everyone knows that. They don't have AC and they don't like to take baths.
I just saw a guy with that terrible smelling cologne, the perfumes they're putting on. I just saw a guy running down the street.
We're nice and clean and we smell fresh like soap.
You smell like the freshener in your car. That's what you smell like.
I don't have a freshener in my car. I know,
that's what
those fake smells.
I wish you did. I saw this guy running down the street just now on Post with his sweats around his knees with a roll of toilet paper with no shoes on running down the street. I'm like,
oh, I thought he was like exercising.
Yeah,
like,
turn he might have. I don't know. It's hard to say. Thing. Ruby's got a journey here. On the way here, I was on Bush, and someone had the street at least, and someone had set some recycling bins on fire, and they'd all melted. And the guy, the guy collecting.
That's a good smell.
I know. There was a couple of falsies. Yeah, I know. Just hanging out.
What?
I know.
The guy had falsies on?
Those didn't burn. This recycling container. I'm just telling you, ladies, or guys.
How do you know there weren't like some kind of melted down plastic?
I know what falsies.
No, what are you talking about?
I've worked with a lot of drag queens. Seriously, a lot.
So why are there falsies in a recycling bin?
A lot, all the time. I used to. Yeah.
How would you pick that out of all this mess?
I've done a bit of drag. I've worn falsies a few times. You know that with my little spaghetti strap.
No, I don't know that.
Yeah. We don't know about your days as a drag queen.
I was a drag queen.
Elaborate.
And that's a pejorative term. I was in transition, but then I decided to transition back. But anyway, I used to wear, I used to go to these parties.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Is that true?
No, God. I used to be.
Is drag queen pejorative?
It's totally, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I thought drag queens were trying to like own that because everyone's saying, you know, no drag.
No, they are saying no drag?
Yeah, the mean people. You know.
Who says no drag?
All the mean people.
I love me a bit
all
of drag. We all love drag.
I do, I'm with you.
Yeah, and I wore a little, you know, magenta, and I used to go to parties in it, and I put a little, anyway, wait,
so you would dress up just for the attention.
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
And what, sing Barbara?
Are you kidding? I have a tiny waist.
A very small waist.
And I looked fantastic.
It's enviable.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah. Guys like you would stare at me the way you're doing right now. With their tongue in their cheek, looking at me.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to listen to you.
You look really hungry right now. And they look at me like they just wanted to, I don't know what they wanted to do to me. Made me feel all oogly. Anyway, I did like it. And I remember going to a party with my friend Mark in the Castro near what was Cala then, which is another store now. And we were at this event.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And I was being followed. It was so.
Is that why you decided to not wear the chicken cutlets anymore,
You know what? The guys didn't like the falsies, actually. They didn't like that. They liked me without them, so I stopped wearing them. They were uncomfortable anyway, maybe sweat a little bit, so I didn't wear them after a while.
So you're in a dress, but you're just
yeah.
You.
Yeah, they were more interested in other stuff in the dress. Yeah, more things, other things. Yeah,
it can be very clingy in certain areas.
Yeah, they liked all that. And then what they really liked, what I learned, was the nylons. Yeah.
Oh.
They liked all that.
Well, those are uncomfortable.
They are.
When you do the nylons out of curiosity, just for, you know, the sake of conversation.
Yes, I shaved my legs. I shaved my legs.
No, that's not the question. Oh. Did you wear the thigh high or did you wear
all the way up? Yeah, they liked it.
All the way to the belly button with the built-in panty.
Yeah, they liked it.
Control top?
No, I didn't go. I freeballed it.
Oh. No, but some of them have like,
I didn't buy those.
That is wafer thin now.
Yeah. I just had the
I would think that part would like hold all the junk down tight.
Yeah, they liked little tiny briefs over that a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
And
or
then
nothing.
A dress over
These
that.
These are people that you've spent time with.
A lot of people. Yeah, a lot of time, a lot of people. A lot of guys liked it. They liked it. So I understand why now men who are transitioning or whatever, even if they're not, they want to put a dress on. It feels nice. It has all that airflow and stuff.
Now you need a pantyhose on.
Yeah, you're not necessarily a drag queen. I wasn't. You're not even transitioning. You're just a guy in a dress. Who cares? Why do people get so worked up over it?
I have a question.
A couple of guys I know look great with a bit of magenta eyeshadow and some lipstick. It's called a makeover more than anything else. You're not transitioning to anything. You're just being pretty. Yes.
When you were out in a dress in San Francisco on any given night, did you ever get with someone who was either mid-transition or had decided to have something done on top, but keep...
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.